This is NPR, Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Yesterday, Governor Bruce Rauner presented his spending plan for next fiscal year to lawmakers. The speech was unprecedented given the fact that Illinois is currently in its 8th month without a budget for the current fiscal year. For this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, I sat down with Sean Crawford to provide some context on the governor's proposal.
Jamie, let's listen to the governor. He presented lawmakers with two choices: approve some of his business-friendly ideas or give him the power to make deep cuts.
Either you give the executive branch the authority to cut spending to live within our revenues, or we agree together on economic and governmental reforms to accompany a negotiated balance of spending reductions and revenue that ensures that Illinois can be both compassionate and competitive. You choose, but please choose now.
So how might those two choices play out?
Yeah, well, it really comes down to which of his ideas he is willing to perhaps move back on and which of the so-called turnaround agenda he really wants to stick to and see happen. One of the things that he will probably have to move a little on if Democrats are going to get on board is these provisions that really target unions and collective bargaining. That seems to be a non-starter with Democrats. It doesn't seem like they're going to change their minds on that, but we'll see what happens going forward. And then when it comes to this other sort of flip side of this coin of him saying, hey, if we can't come to a deal, you got to give me the power to cut because we're just going to keep digging a hole. I think that's a non-starter with Democrats, at least the way that the legislation exists right now. There's a bill that's already been filed that would give the governor extraordinary power to move things around in the budget, not only to move things from fund to fund, but also to potentially cut Medicaid reimbursement rates or reduce the amount of money that goes to local governments. A lot of things that he proposed in his budget last year that kind of fell with a thud, he would be able to do under this legislation without having to go to the lawmakers for approval. So it seems really unlikely that they would give him that power.
The governor did make it clear that education funding K through 12 is off the table, and he actually wants to increase the money that goes to that. What does that mean for the budget overall?
Yeah, this is a pretty consistent message that we saw from candidate Bruce Rauner when he was running for governor and as he has been governor, is that he wants to increase K-12 education funding. The big question is, you know, everyone would like to do that. I think you wouldn't find a lawmaker who would say no to that concept. But where's the money going to come from? Lawmakers are looking at social services not being funded, higher ed not being funded at all. And so I think we have a lot of questions of, you know, who's going to get dinged to provide that money for K-12 education if there is no new revenue? Where's that money going to come from? And is the governor going to start making higher ed a priority as well? Another component of this is that the governor said that he'd like to see that funding come to him, the bill come to him, clean, with no provisions changing the way the school funding formula works, the way that money is distributed to schools. Senate President John Cullerton has called for lawmakers to not even send K-12 funding without some changes to make that more equitable, he would say. Democrats are going to kind of look at this probably and say, hey, governor, it's okay for you to tie things to funding, but you're telling us that we can't. There could be some conflict there.
The governor also talked about contract negotiations with public employee unions, which he says are at an impasse.
Since last spring, we've been bargaining in good faith with all of the public sector unions whose members serve in state government. We are negotiating on behalf of taxpayers who pay their salaries. We're negotiating on behalf of school children, the vulnerable, the elderly, whose services depend on taxpayer funds. I am negotiating for all of them.
Is this a change in message from the governor when it comes to labor unions?
Yes and no. He did soften his rhetoric a little on unions in this speech and in his State of the State speech, although he did still take a little swipe at AFSCME. But if you listen to that bite, he's still sort of framing this as kind of pitting unions against taxpayers and folks who, you know, need services from the state. That's not entirely wrong when there are limited resources. Money has to come from somewhere. If it's going to a union contract, it may not be going to social services. But on the flip side of that, you know, state government is run by people. These are people who are providing those services, who many, you know, clearly care a lot about their jobs and about helping the folks that need those services. So he still sort of has this underlying pitting unions and state workers against the interest of almost everyone else in the state, which is not going to go over well with unions and their supporters.
Something else the governor touched on, he said that politicians should start thinking about the budget in a long-term way instead of just year to year. What do you make of that call?
I think on its face, the governor is absolutely right to call for that. We have seen, you know, some of the issues that we're facing today have happened after years of budget tricks and not thinking about what's going to happen next year or the year after, using one-time payments, that sort of thing. The problem and the caveat with that is that we are currently in a pretty serious budget emergency without having a budget for the current fiscal year. And a lot of programs are really suffering. People are suffering. So the governor can't really call for looking ahead when he's in a current crisis. That crisis needs to be addressed before the state can maybe look to getting better practices going in the future.
To read the Illinois Issues in-depth analysis on the governor's budget plan, go to our website, wuis.org.